From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Crowds gathered outside the home of Myanmar pro-democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi today. Myanmar's military government released Suu Kyi after years of house arrest. NPR's Anthony Kuhn says supporters gathered to hear her speak outside her home.
Suu Kyi appeared at the gate to her home, smiling and dressed in a traditional Burmese jacket. "There's a time to be quiet and a time to talk," she told hundreds of cheering supporters. "People must work in unison. Only then can we achieve our goals," she said. Earlier on, officials read the 65-year-old Nobel Peace Prize laureate her release notice. Her supporters surged forward after police and barricades were removed from the road leading to her house in Yangon. Suu Kyi has spent 15 of the past 21 years under house arrest. Her release comes after the first general election in two decades, in which parties tied to the ruling junta captured the vast majority of parliamentary seats. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Bangkok.
President Obama is welcoming Suu Kyi's release. He calls her one of his heroes, and he's condemning Myanmar's military rulers for silencing opposition, calling on them to release all political prisoners. Mr. Obama was speaking in Yokohama, Japan, where he is attending the Asia-Pacific Summit as part of his 10-day tour of Asia. He says U.S. economic success is tied to Asia's rise.
We work together and act together. Strengthening our economic ties can be a win-win for all of our nations.
The president said countries should not have to prosper at the expense of other nations. He was speaking to a group of business executives in Yokohama. The leaders of Japan and China met on the sidelines of the APEC summit today. It was their first formal meeting after a territorial dispute erupted 2 months ago. The meeting was announced at the last minute and lasted less than a half hour. Meanwhile, thousands of Japanese protesters gathered for an anti-China rally near the summit today. Former White House Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel plans to formally announce his run for Chicago mayor this weekend. NPR's Cheryl Carley reports that there will be plenty of others joining him.
After resigning from the White House last month, Rahm Emanuel has been raising money, gathering signatures, and campaigning throughout Chicago. Saturday is the big day for his formal announcement for mayor. Two others, Illinois Congressman Danny Davis and State Senator James Meeks, plan to follow suit, announcing their official bids on Sunday. Former U.S. Senator Carol Moseley Braun says she'll do the same later this month. Current Mayor Richard Daley announced in September that he wouldn't seek a seventh term. Other potential successors include a former head of the Chicago School Board, Jerry Chico, and Chicago City Clerk Miguel Duvalier. Candidates have a week to file nominating petitions beginning Monday. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.
And from Washington, this is NPR News. Chinese authorities say pirates have hijacked a cargo ship with 29 Chinese sailors aboard and told the shipping company they're taking it toward Somalia. The ship was seized last night in the Arabian Sea outside a region protected by international forces, including China's Navy. The attack came just 2 days after another 17 Chinese sailors returned home after being held by Somali pirates for 4 months. A day after calling a special session of the legislature to address a $6 billion budget deficit, California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger is blaming lawmakers and voters for the shortfall. Here's Bob Hensley of Capital Public Radio.
The governor is pointing the finger at others, even though the revenue assumptions that he and legislators used to craft the $86 billion budget were questioned as it was being finalized. Since he signed it last month, expenditures have been larger and revenue has been smaller than anticipated. Schwarzenegger denies that he knew a deficit would pop up so quickly. Also this week, a state official issued a report projecting that the budget deficit is on track to balloon to $25 billion over the next 18 months. The special session is scheduled to begin in early December. Schwarzenegger says the option of raising taxes won't be on the table. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley in Modesto, California.
Vote totals that have been released show a measure that would legalize medical marijuana in Arizona, pulling ahead for the first time since Election Day. Proposition 203 is ahead by more than 4,400 votes out of the more than 1.6 million votes counted. Officials say the vast majority of outstanding votes are in Maricopa County, which includes Phoenix. About 10,000 early and provisional ballots remain to be counted there. I'm Giles Snyder, and this is NPR News. From Washington.